let's get three creams and two milks.
Yep.
There's a steady stream of customers lining up at Joe and Antonia Gretschmann's stall here at Launceston's Harvest Market in northern Tasmania. One by one, the customers place their empty glass bottles on the counter. They're replaced with fresh, full bottles of milk, cream and yoghurt straight from the fridge.
And a return 50 cents off. $6.50, please. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Larissa Smith, and for the month of July, this farmer's market is trying to go plastic-free, building on the war on waste message that's spreading around the country.
Oh, yes.
Get a cream, please.
Cream, yes.
Stall holders are being encouraged to use paper bags, not plastic, and for shoppers to reuse their bottles and containers.
Do you know about the return policy?
Yes.
When you return the bottle?
Very good.
It's important that we stop with plastic, throwing away plastic bottles and all this. And we would have gone through millions of plastic bottles through those years when we first started in the 90s. But it's always returned and people love it. Our customers return the bottles. They get their return, they get their credit back and it adds up and it's just nice. So it's no rubbish created. And so that's what we always will do and we'll stick to it. The shops love it too. We deliver to a few shops. The customers come back, of course, returning the bottle, so they have return customers for that. So it's great.
And you've got one here.
Yes, hello. How are you today?
Yeah, I think it's really great that you can buy something and bring the jars or whatever back and get something back as well. So
do you think it makes a difference having yogurt or cream or milk in a jar as opposed to a plastic container?
I think it does, especially milk. When I don't drink a lot of milk, but I know before when you get milk out of a plastic container, sometimes it will have just a different taste.
And a dollar change. Thanks very much.
A couple of metres away, Rob Goddard from Coronea Olive Grove at Hadspin is encouraging his customers to bring back their bottles and refill them with the new season's freshly pressed olive oil.
We've got a 10-litre stainless steel cask from which people can fill their own bottles, or we can fill a bottle for them initially, which they can return to us. So we think that's a bit more sustainable, and quite a lot of people have now taken up the option of doing that and really enjoy being able to refill their own bottle. So it's worked out well.
Do they remember to bring their bottles back?
Eventually, yeah. We've had whiskey bottles and gin bottles, and we'll fill anything as long as it's clean and looks okay. But yeah, so. And also some of our old olive oil bottles, which is great. So they're liking the product and they're reusing it consistently. So it's mostly locals, of course, that do that rather than visitors from interstate, but it's built up to be quite a good option for us.
Now, you don't normally find sewing machines in the middle of the market, but this month, new migrants to the area belonging to the Women's Friendship Group are making carry bags from recycled material.
Hi Larissa, lovely to see you here today. My name's Jo Dean and I'm part of the Women's Friendship Group, and we meet every Monday at the Northern Integrated Care Services building at the hospital, where women from culturally diverse backgrounds have the opportunity to come and learn conversational English. And as part of that, we've developed a sewing program because the ladies are fabulous sewers, so we're learning literacy around sewing. And with Plastic Free July, the ladies have been making bags. Now, we're promoting them as produce bags, but generally they can be used for anything.
And you've got some apples in there as well.
We have some beautiful apples here.
Three bags.
I'm going to buy one more bread bag. There you go. They're fantastic, the bread bags. Really perfect for the bread.
Trish Hoysler from Plastic Free Launceston is pretty impressed with how locals are changing their behaviour towards plastic.
I've been chatting with a few stall holders today, and they have a concern as well. But it's more the matter of what are the alternatives. So I said, well, you know, we need to just put our heads together more often to think of what those alternatives are. Or the plastic that, for example, is being used on farms how can that be either collected, where can it be deposited to be recycled? So, yeah, I think they are concerned about the issue and are very much wanting to be part of the solution. I think more people, they have a higher expectation that when they're buying a product, that they know that that packaging, if it does have packaging, that some sort of thought has been put into what will happen when it's being disposed of. Can it be recycled? And if it can't be recycled, what's happening to it?
But going plastic-free has its challenges too. I'll get Tamar Valley fruit grower Brendan Morrison to explain why.
To prepare for this, we've had to actually let the fruit warm up because we had to put apples in and pears into paper bags, which is a little bit of a, you know, where usually we can just put them into plastic bags, put them in the cool room, and then you just bring them straight out and then take it to the market, where we've had to bring the fruit out, let it warm up, put it into the paper bags.
Why do you have to do that?
Oh, just so that because apples are going to be damp with moisture and things like that coming out of a cold room, so that makes the bags then they'd be wet, and then the bottom would probably fall out of the bag. So we have to do that, but look, you know, the feedback's been very good, a lot of positive feedback. Has been some people come up and say, oh, we can't see what's in the bag, but overall it's been very good.
You've had to print labels as well?
We had to print labels. We've had to sort of source our bags. We've sort of made sure that the bags that we've got are a lot heavier, so they will take a little bit of sort of moisture if it did get a bit of moisture in there, and print our labels and things like that to sort of make sure that people can, you know, see what it's all about.
Do you think you'll be able to keep this up?
Well, this morning when it was raining, I'm thinking, oh no, I don't think I will be able to, but my wife has been very supportive and the market's very impressed. So we certainly will keep trying to do it for a little bit, certainly for July, and see how we go. For our shops, we use the tubs, so we don't have to use as much plastic. So we deliver in tubs and things like that to cut it all down. So then they're reusable, so the shops give them back to us. So we tried to do those sorts of things. Even on the farm itself, you know, we've tried to restrict the plastic side of things where we possibly could. So, yeah, we're trying to do our bit, and we'd certainly like to think that, you know, down the track it can get better.
What are you buying today?
Pick ladies. And you know why I'm buying them?
Why?
Because they're in brown paper bags. And that's the way to go. Over in Europe, when we've just come back from Scandinavia, and you can't get plastic there anywhere. They just don't sell it. Nothing can, you know. They bring their own stuff. They bring boxes and they bring paper bags and that to get by their produce. It's...
And it doesn't worry you that you can't see the apples straight away? You have to take a peek inside?
No, I don't mind. I mean, if it's got a bruise on it, it doesn't matter. It's still edible.